Aid agencies hope they can arouse international sympathy for what Ethiopians are going through right now. People in the East African nation have been hit with a double whammy of drought and skyrocketing global food prices. The result is, once again, famine. The UN Children's Agency UNICEF said today that 126,000 Ethiopian children urgently need food and medical care. UNICEF calls the current crisis the worst to hit Ethiopia in 5 years. Patrick McCormick is spokesman for UNICEF at their headquarters in New York. What could be preventing 120,000 malnourished kids from getting the medical care that they need?
Well, it's not just a double whammy, as you said, with the drought, a year-long drought and rising food prices. It's a triple, really, because we're not getting the funding or donor attention that we need to reach these children. We've had to cut back our operation in Ethiopia over the last critical months, really, in terms of outreach. So Ethiopia is a silent and chronic emergency, and we urgently need the international community to turn its eyes on that situation.
Now, let me just ask you something. Since we just heard Mary Kay Magstad talking about the situation in China, do massive natural disasters like that also hinder your efforts to get help for children of Ethiopia?
Well, it doesn't help. I have to say that I've been asked this question a lot, and I think, the fact is that Ethiopia has been in emergency for a long time, as has Somalia, as has many other countries in sub-Saharan Africa. Of course, when two emergencies, big ones like Myanmar and China, spring up at the same time, it doesn't help their cause, that's for sure, only in that it may awaken the world a bit more to people in need. I think it does that, that's for sure, but if a donor has to choose, let's hope they don't, they may go for something that they can see or hope they can see a short-term return rather than something which maybe donors have been feeling they've been pouring money into many African countries for years and the same old problems come back again.
To what extent is the fighting that's been going on in Ethiopia a factor in getting food to these kids?
I'm not sure actually it is there. I don't think it's helped, but it hasn't been a huge factor in the situation in Ethiopia.
Well, then I wonder if you can comment on a New York Times report over the weekend in which a U.S. government employee accused the Ethiopian government of using food as a weapon to try and starve rebel areas.
Well, I can't really comment on that. We've got an operation which relies on the full cooperation of the Ethiopian government. And, anything like that, I'll leave to the politicians.
Is then the government in a position to help? Does it seem to be trying to get food to these children? You say 6 million are at risk, 120,000 malnourished.
6 million is the catchment area total. Let's just get this clear. They're not suffering at the moment, as we speak, from severe acute malnutrition, the worst sort there is. But if they don't get food in consistent quantities, especially food that they can digest, they could fall into that category very easily. I think the Ethiopian government, from what I understand, is doing as much as they can. We heard before, this is a big, hugely populated country, and it's big, and its logistics are difficult, and they need our help, and we need the world's help to help them.
Patrick McCormick speaking to us about the situation now in Ethiopia. He is a spokesman for UNICEF.